safe zone where you don't evaluate the contrast so much. You're there to keep reminding me who we all are, and I'm out there to explore the wild frontier. And now I've explored enough of the wild frontier here, I think I'm going to withdraw into the pleasure of what you see. And then you just begin making your list. You said, I like this book of positive aspects. And so let that whole book be about that person. Okay. If you will feel that entire book about this person, your inner being will help you. Yeah. And so it might be a little slow going in the beginning, but your inner being will help you feel that entire book about this person. And then you will be a vibrational match to how the source within you feels. And you're going to discover that the people that bother you the most are soulmates too.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people who bother you the most are the people with whom you have the strongest pacts to come forth and come into alignment with who you are. In other words, none of you said you are powerful creators, and not one of you in this room said, I'll go forth and I'll take the easy ride. Your sister did. I'll take it easy this time. I'll be an example, but not one of you said, I'll go forth and I'll find a feathered nest where all I have to do is observe and be happy. Not one of you said that. Every one of you said, I'm so looking forward to representations of my current and ever-changing vibrational mix to show themselves to me so that I can constantly mold the clay of that which I am into the alignment of that which I am eternally becoming. That's what life is. Life is getting out there and living it and coming to new decisions and recognizing I'm not a match to it, and then working to come into alignment and feeling the satisfaction of aligning and then seeing the indication shift and then exploring the new platform that is still full of contrast and giving birth to the expansion of which in the beginning I'm not a match, and recognizing I'm not a match because I'm feeling my emotional guidance, and then working to come into alignment and feeling the thrill of coming into alignment, the relief of releasing resistance, newfound higher frequency resistance, but nevertheless resistance from my ever-changing vantage point, and then feeling the thrill of the manifestation coming into alignment, and then standing on the new platform of new discerning vibrational contrast and giving birth to yet the new desire. Life is so delicious. You are molders of the clay, and those brother-in-laws often give you some good stuff to work with, you see.
Yeah, and I think that just what you described about how my inner being would go up to that higher place, I mean, that would be great to do about yourself when you're kind of beating yourself up, right? Like if you
about anything over which you are currently feeling negative emotion. Back right up
until
the rule of thumb that we've been offering is be as specific as you can be and still feel good.
Right.
So sometimes you have to go back to the day they were born. You were sweet that day. I remember it well. You are such an angel, or you're wonderful when you're asleep, or when you croak, you'll be great. And I'd like to help you do that. No, I didn't mean that. In other words, sometimes you have to get back there a ways, but once you're back there and reconnected, you see, that's the thing. So you got in there, you weren't paying attention, and you got all out of whack, and it's their fault. But now you ask this powerful question, inner being, what do you think about this? And then you zoom back to that far away view. And now you get turned on back into who you are. And now you're tuned in. Now you can start tiptoeing forward. See how far you can take the perspective of your inner being now that you're aligned with it back into what you might call the real world. Now tiptoe back in. So you were beautiful the day you were born. Still good. Someone that I love loves you very much. Still good.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have some redeeming features. No, too far. I'll bet your vibrational escrow is full of wonderful stuff. You certainly have been good for stirring up things in me for which I'm grateful. That's good. I'm looking forward to really having a wonderful relationship with you. That's good. I don't think it's necessary that you ever really understand me for me to feel good. That's good. We hear you.